Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Sam? Hey, sorry, there's an issue with my phone. I'm gonna talk to you on speaker. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So I've been working on your file. I've got some feedback, so I wanted to go over it. So I've got one underwriting program. They're looking at it. You were actually approved for this program previously for 30 grand for the other equipment, but since it's obviously much, much higher, they're seeing if they can increase the approval. I'm not running into the best luck on other programs. So I want to give you a few different options on what I think is a good idea and take your feedback, of course, as your needs are the most important. So the challenges here is that this equipment obviously makes you a lot of money. And by that I mean it's saving you a lot of money, and I can understand why you're doing this transaction. It makes sense to me. I think the challenge here is that from a funding point of view, if something goes bad, it's going to be very, very hard for you to make payments. So I want to give over some ideas. If I'm able to get the approval for the whole amount at good terms, then hey, we're perfect. You're good to go. Here's the other option I have for you. Oftentimes, when you look at these approvals, it is really, it'll, I guess what I'm saying is this. There are certain custom programs where a lender or an underwriter can look at your file and not look at it from the same point of view of everyone else. They're not going to look at just the credit score. They're not going to just look at the business credit. They're going to look at your story. They're going to say, hey, why is this person, why are they able to do this equipment and what are they going to pay? The flip side of that is they're taking on a lot more risk. And when they take on a lot more risk, obviously, they have to compensate their investors. So the question I'd ask you is this: do you want me to work on an approval for you that will cover the full amount, but your monthly payment would be pretty high? Is that something that you're even going to consider, or is it kind of it has to be really good pricing or nothing? And just please be as honest with me as possible.
I mean, you've got to, I don't know how, we're talking about high, by, I think it should be something that's fair.
I
That's, that's bottom line. If I just think it's way too high, then, of course I'm not going to go for it.
Absolutely. Give me 1 second. I can bring up the numbers. Give me a second. Hi, are you there? Yes. Sorry.
Ya le probaste con otra extensión. A ver, ¿no es el dado? Una extensión,
So basically, here's what I'm going to do, Sam. I know you're looking for an answer, and I want to work as hard as possible for you. I should have had an answer today. I keep on going back and forth. I'm really hoping to have that answer tomorrow. What I'm going to work on this evening is I'm going to shoot you a detailed email of my thoughts. You don't have to, like, we've worked together for a lot of transactions. I've always done right by you. So just give me your honest feedback. And if things work, great. If they don't, I don't take it the wrong way. But I'd like to present you all your options and kind of give you a little insight into what's going on so you can tell me what you think.
Okay.
Will that work for you?
Well, send it over and then I will look into it definitely.
Yeah, give me about, I have to go jump to a meeting. I'll be done with that meeting at 5:30. That meeting's in 10 minutes, and then I'll draft you a thorough email. I don't want to like just send you a quick 2 sentences. I want to give you all my thoughts.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.